after I came back, Radio, like I say, unfortunately, I seem to have lost a lot of what my mindfulness and sati, you know.
It's okay. It's for you to see. After a period of time when you are not with the routine, you will lose them. But sometimes it's a test. Sometimes it just comes. Then you don't worry. Have faith. Then continue to develop the routine again. Then everything will fall back into place.
What did you say? Actually, like last week and this week, I can feel that the sati is returning. There was one night when I was doing my religious routine. I was so tired then, Bradio, so tired. But I still tell myself I must finish it.
That is the spirit of the cultivator. Yeah. No matter how tired, you just determined to do.
Determined to do it. Yes, that's the correct word, Radio. Towards the end, when I was paying my respects and gratitude, I was like so tired that my body like just
sadhu.
No more resistance, Radio. That's when I went to into a very deep state, Radio.
Yes.
And the chanting just no more words come out. The chanting still goes on.
The awareness is aware of it, but it's not you chanting. It's from the nature, the vibration come out.
It's like in this very silent space. And the chanting still continues.
The awareness is aware of it. Very beautiful.
I feel that because I was too tired, there was no resistance, and that's why I was able to go into that
deep state of consciousness, the awareness. When the craving falls no more, the awareness nature surface very, very clear.
What do you call that state of mind at the time?
Because when the craving falls no more, means the sankhara activity cannot arise. Because you are tired. The thing that grabs, or we call it the craving force that actually thrusts you to your physical body, that one actually, when you are very tired, it starts to dissipate on. That's why you feel so like relaxed and so peaceful. Then the awareness very clear on. Then you will go into those deep state. Then after that, you can describe whatever happened. Because that's why before you even describe, I know something good is going to happen. But when you are very tired, that is the best time to meditate. Because your body can really sink in. And there is no resistance at all. No thought, no sankara, nothing. The awareness just went in. Then after that, what happened?
After that, I just stay silent for a while. Then after that, I can feel the consciousness return back again.
Sadhu. Yes, the chanting come out by itself, your awareness there. Then you went into that deep state. That is your true mind in the awareness state. Going through that whatever manifestation. Then from there, it will return. Later on, it will return. That's why when it returns, it come out. Then your consciousness will return. And you will see the whole process. How later on, before your cessation take place, it will also go in like that. Then that time, the whole thing cease. But this one, maybe it's not meant to be. It's meant to be for you to see this deep state of mind in the awareness. The awareness and the chanting is one. Then without the craving and all things, because you're very tired, then you went into that deep state. Then after that, slowly through that meditative awareness, you come back. Then you come out of it. And this one, you have to go in and come out. a few more times, then you develop the understanding what that nature is. That's why, like the what they call Six Patriarch Platform Sutta is mentioned there. Wu Nian, the state of no thought. Yeah. Then no mark. Then later on, no dwelling. Yeah. You will start to understand how Hui Ning developed the understanding when the fifth patriarch told him how amazing it is, this nature of ours. Nothing is apart from the self nature. All Dhamma arise from that true nature. So all this you will start to understand. Then from there, all the mundane manifestation comes about. Before all this manifestation is just that nature. That's why just now in the beginning, before the meditation, this time I explained that part is for the benefit of those who are keen to go into deep understanding of what this nature is. So all these are very beautiful sharing, which will help cultivator the way to understand and to go deeper and deeper into the cultivation. Yeah, this thing you can't find in any book. So far, I haven't seen any people even able to experience it, how to write about it, unless there is condition. That's why all this are meant to be very beautiful. And cultivator all the way will experience all this, which I always say, you are not in this line, not in this field of cultivation of the Dhamma way, awareness based meditation and all those things, you can never go through this type of cultivation to develop this type of experience. That's why it's impossible. That's why those thought based ones never touch all this. They can never understand all this. What they touch and understand is a lot of psychic thing, energy field and all those things, which are so different. So this is what the true cultivation is all about. When you develop the right understanding and walk the path correctly and cultivate correctly, you will go through a lot of experiences and manifestation which is following the Dhamma way, the path that the Buddha has discovered. That's why the awareness base is very different. The transformation and all those things, the things that unfold and manifest is very different. So these are very beautiful things. Sadhu to you, Vijay.